cords are burned off, their turbans aren't burned, they don't smell the smoke, they bring them out, and then the king promotes them. But my question is to some that may not have heard it before, and many of you have heard me say it many times, where was Daniel during this time? You see, because there was a worship from the king, it put him in a peculiar place, in an awkward place with the king. You're going to see this in this next portion of scripture. The king really had no jurisdiction over him. Ah, y'all ain't hearing me. See, you got to understand where we're going with this, because see, this is where the church is going. In this book that my wife is poking me to start writing again, I got maybe 3 chapters to write on the final grace. There's the thermosphere, the stratosphere, the mesosphere, the stratosphere, the mesosphere, the thermosphere, there's another sphere, and then there's the exosphere. The final grace is the exosphere. And if you look at this, these are the spheres that are around the earth, 5 of them. And each one has a unique weather pattern, and it is unique to what goes on in that sphere. But in the exosphere is where anything that rises into the exosphere is no longer under the gravitational pull of the earth. It's under other laws now. That's where the church is going. I wish I had some on fire believers. Maybe I need to get them young folk back up in here. This is where the church is headed, to the exosphere. Before the exosphere is the thermosphere, where everything heats up. That's why we know whenever you're in a fire, get ready for a blessing afterwards. When you're going through the fire, get ready for God to bless you. That fire is burning everything off that would hinder you from rising into another realm, the realm of the king, where the laws that govern there are different than the laws that govern here. It's not the gravitational pull. The psalmist said, my soul cleaves to the dust. Quicken me according to your word. The word is going to quicken us so till we burst out into another realm, the realm where Jesus lived. He said, listen, I go away to prepare a place for you, that where I am, you may be there also. If it were not so, in my Father's house are many mansions, many dimensions. If it weren't so, I would have told you. But I'm going, see, I have to go away. I house this thing right now. As far as it's concerned, I have it right now. But see, I got to go away. I got to go away in order to prepare a place for you. How is that? I'm going to send Holy Spirit back here. And so what I'm carrying right now, you will carry it too. Where I am right now, you will be there too. The laws that govern me will also govern you. You won't be carnal and fleshly. No, there'll be an anointing on you. There'll be a violent seed in you that will take you to finish. I gotta go away. Otherwise, I'm housing it myself. But now we are the temple of the Holy Ghost. Right now, we are carriers of the seed. You are anointed. Listen, you are anointed for service. You are anointed to do exploits. You are anointed to do powerful things. Amen. And then the Spirit is given to us for living. The Spirit is given to us to live. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. That's the fruit that you're to live by. You're not going around pounding on people. Arguing everywhere. Bad attitude, treating, mistreating. No, that's for the devil. Save that energy for the devil. That anointing is for service. That anointing is to break some yokes. That anointing is to roll your sleeves up and get down and dirty. To get nasty with the devil. Amen. That's what the anointing is for. But the Spirit is for you to live. So here they are. We're going to get them out of there. Here they are. They got out of the furnace. They got promoted. And then Nebuchadnezzar has another dream. And for the sake of time, I won't get into all the details, but this is in chapter 4. First, we're brought into the king's realm. Second, when the Hebrew boys came out of the fire, they advanced the kingdom. Remember what the Nebuchadnezzar said? There'll be no other gods but the God of Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Their God. So just for him to say that was advancing the kingdom of God. So we're brought into the king's realm to advance the kingdom. And then number three, I'm here to tell you this morning, your enemies are going to be humbled. Amen. I'll say it again. Your enemies, those that have chosen to be your enemy, enemies of righteousness. Now, I'm not talking about you acting the fool. And you got enemies. No, that's you created that. You owe them money, and you trying to. You did all that. No, I ain't talking about that. I'm talking about you living for God. You walking upright, and people hating on you because of that. They hate the Christ in you. That's the enemies of righteousness. Enemies for His name's sake. I'm not talking about for your sake. You need to get that right. One of the things. I'm going to go a little bit ahead of this, but one of the things with Daniel, it's interesting. In chapter 6, it says that Daniel was placed above all the other presidents. Now, this is another king that's come in, Belshazzar. Nebuchadnezzar, we'll go back to that, but this is another king. And it says that Daniel had an excellent spirit. On your scale of 1 to 10, where is your spirit? And what we mean by that, Daniel did everything with excellence. I believe if Daniel was driving a car, he would do the speed limit. He would stop, was it 5 seconds at the stop sign? And count 1,001, 1,002. And then he put on his blinker to turn. That Daniel had, y'all feel me? Daniel had an excellent spirit. So his enemies couldn't get anything on him. Pastor, I'm going to drop the mic right there. You see, you'd be amazed if you would just do stuff right. How little the enemy would have on you. How little he could vex your spirit. He can talk all he wants to. If you're doing things right, he can't penetrate. It's water off a duck's back. You ain't got nothing. Lie all you want to. A lie can't stand against the truth. But see, when you jackleg and you dipping and dodging and doing stuff and cutting corners and cheating and stuff, all right, that's why you got all that trouble. They couldn't get anything on Daniel because his spirit was excellent. See, this is. See, you got to point people, not at you, but to your God. Don't fight me. Don't fight me. Fight him. See, this is what Daniel's life was saying. Daniel was excellent, so they couldn't find nothing on Daniel. So they said, you know what? This guy worships God. So here what we're going to do. We're going to trick the king into making up a law for 30 days. No other God is to be worshiped. No God but you, O king. And the king got hoodwinked into that. Put his, so be it for 30 days. They thought they had Daniel, but you know what they had? They had his God. They thought they had him. They was in for a big surprise. You know the story. So here they go. They're watching Daniel now. All right, we know he's faithful. We know he'll pray. We know he'll open them windows. He don't care about this stuff. So they watched him, and they saw him open the windows, praying toward Jerusalem and all. And then they went and reported it to the king. And the king's hands were tied. Nothing he could do to rescue Daniel. But see, they weren't messing with Daniel. They was messing with Daniel's God. See, that's what you want. You want folk to get tangled up with the God that you serve. You love them right on. You overcome the evil with good. You talk well of them. You pray for them. You help them. You give them, if they're hungry, give them food. If they're thirsty, give them drink. You do that. Let them wrestle with God. I said, let them take on God. Because he only going to take so much. He knows what you can bear. And at the same time, it's working so good. So the law that they made up, they said, listen, if anybody does that, they're going to be thrown to the lions. We got the joker now. So they thought. I'm telling you, listen. Tell somebody I'm slippery when I'm wet. I'm slippery when I'm wet. You might try to grab me and slip right on off. You know, in Roman times, the wrestlers, like with Esther, the wrestlers would oil up months, oil up until they were slippery. So when they went in, because see, it wasn't just about a little doily put on the head if they won. If they lost, a lot of times they were killed. So it was life or death. So they got all oiled up. They pack it on. They oiled up so that when they went to wrestle, it was hard to hold them. See that oil is the Holy Spirit. You need to oil up every day anyway. Get them ashy elbows. them knees. Hard water will tear you up too. Come on, they're looking like a ghost. Whoa, Lord Jesus. Like you've been putting powder on something. Anybody know what I'm talking about? All up. Get it all over. All up. So God's about to humble enemy. Daniel, the king, had another dream. And now notice something. See, this is how unstable people like that in power. And I want to say this to you, too, because God spoke this to me. He's about to deal with power. He's about to deal with those in places of power. I'm not talking about behind the scenes. It's going to be open for everybody to see. I'm telling you, God's pulling the cover on stuff. Stuff's going to start happening. People going to say, whoa.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
Hi there, this is John Nelson with FamiliesRecover.org. We offer hope and support for families being torn apart by addiction, enabling healthy decision-making that leads to a productive and meaningful lives. You can reach us at 772-285-5828.
Speak now. lift up all